My name is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint Westerville. I want to welcome you to the DriveCast this week. Hope you had a great weekend. This past week in Westerville, we studied John chapter 9. In John 9, there's this really great interaction between Jesus and a man who was born blind. The man who was born blind was a beggar. He was at the temple, which would have been normal because, people who go to the temple are typically more likely to give money. And so beggars would sit outside the temple nearby so that people would have pity on them and would give to them. So here's this man. He was born that way. So here he is. He's been living this way his whole life. He's an adult male. And so he's been kind of hopeless. But Jesus can do the impossible. He goes to the man, and on the way there, the disciples, Jesus' followers, asked a question, which was a theological question, and it was a debate that actually took place in that day. And the question they asked was this: was this man born blind because he was a sinner or because his parents sinned? Now, the idea in that day was that when bad things happen to people, it's because God is punishing them for some type of sin. And in that day, people would even argue if someone did something sinful in the womb might cause them to be born this way. And this was kind of the idea. So the disciples were asking a legitimate question that would have come up in that day. And Jesus answers and says, none of those two reasons are the right one. The real reason is that God might display his works through him. He goes to the man, he spits on the ground, takes his spit along with the dirt and makes it into like a mud, puts it on the guy's eyes and tells him, now go and wash at this pool. So that's what the guy does. He can see now. Now that he's washed it off, he can see. And now the people in the area start to recognize him and think, hey, isn't that the guy who was born blind? And some people are thinking, well, that can't be him. There's no way. It just must look like him. And sure enough, it's that guy. Now, I just want you to imagine you're him. You know, you spent your life, you know, hopeless when it comes to sight. You're completely dependent on others just to live. And someone comes by and gives you sight. You know, that's an incredible thing. And I think it really shows the heart of the Lord that there are times when he breaks the natural laws of this world and does supernatural things. I wonder, has there ever been a time in your life where you felt like maybe God broke through and superseded on your behalf? I can think of a time where I was driving a car and I was on West Case Avenue near Don Scott Airport, and my car, it was at night, my car went off the road, and I was in a ditch, and just then a truck pulled up and said, hey, if you have some rope, I'll pull you out. And I was kind of stunned, to be honest with you, because of what had just happened. I wasn't hurt or anything like that, but I couldn't get the car out and I didn't have any rope. So I said, well, hold on a second. And I looked up and there was a barn off in the distance. I walked to the barn, I went into the barn, and I couldn't see my hand in front of my face. I didn't have anything to, you know, for light, but I just prayed. I said, God, please help me. I walked forward with my hands out, hoping not to run into anything sharp. I ran into something, I put my hands down, and sure enough, it was rope. You know, I took a little bit of that rope and that guy pulled me out. And, you know, I have to wonder, you know, was it just a series of coincidences? Or is it definitely, you know, that God absolutely intervened? Well, here's what I would say to you, that nothing is impossible for Jesus. When he does miracles, it's usually because he's trying to show us something about himself and show others something about himself. And this beautiful account of Jesus healing the blind man, others now had a chance to recognize Jesus for who he really was because of the miracle that Jesus did. So wherever you're at today, I just want to encourage you to lean on the Lord, to trust him, to trust that he can do all things and he has a purpose for what he's doing. So wherever you're at, just pray right now and thank God and ask that God give you the strength to lean on him regardless of your circumstances, but ask him to glorify his name in your life. Thank you so much.